At a busy junction near Juba Teaching Hospital, motorcycle taxis or border border are bunched up, each carrying passengers anxious to reach their destination on time. But Isaac Makir, medical director at Juba Teaching Hospital, says many border border transport never reach their destination because they end up at the emergency room at his hospital with life-threatening injuries. Many are pronounced dead on arrival.
We are not happy with what we are seeing because there's nothing in our hand. We just help them in treatment. We try to save their life according to the injuries they have sustained. But if the whole thing can be stopped, can be reduced, we are going to save a lot of innocent young South Sudanese who can build the future of South Sudan. So we are seeing a lot of accidents, daily accidents.
3, 4, 5.
The pages of the outpatient department register book at the hospital seen by VOA record between 5 to 10 traffic accident victims each day. Reverend Joseph Mori Lasu is one of the victims of a traffic road accident. He was admitted November 19th at Juba Teaching Hospital. He has been lying on a hospital bed with a broken leg after being knocked down by a speeding border border motorcycle. Lasu says many factors contribute to motorcycle accidents in Juba.
This motorcycle or border border, I see that they ride too fast. Some others ride it too fast because they do not have proper document, and when they reach a checkpoint, they speed up. Some others ride it too fast because of alcohol drinking, and others ride too fast because they want to show others that they bought a new motorcycle. I would like to call on border border to go slowly and know that there are other road users on the road.
Lasu says he has not been able to carry out his duties at his church or at home with his family for more than a month because he is bedridden at the hospital. 53-year-old Agostino Mutando, a border border driver in Juba, says road accidents usually happen unexpectedly, but he thinks when traffic laws are respected, road accidents will go down.
If you know the laws of South Sudan, you will not even have an accident. You keep your right. And if you are approaching a junction, and if you wanted to negotiate a corner, then you apply the indicators either on the right-hand side or the left-hand side, and there is what we call double indicators. Double indicators shows that you are crossing the junction. It is only that in our country that laws are not implemented. As a rider, I know when you buy a border border, something to protect you is a helmet.
Mutando says he has been observing the traffic laws since he started riding a motorcycle in 1988, which has helped him avoid accidents. First Lieutenant Ray Moon Ray is spokesperson for the South Sudan National Traffic Police in Juba. He acknowledges that road accidents involving border border riders are common in Juba, but says police are doing all they can to enforce traffic laws to avoid serious accidents.
The traffic police will continue to enforce the traffic laws, but the responsibilities to stop traffic road accidents is shared responsibilities between the traffic police and the public. They should listen and respect the rules of traffic that we give. That way, we can be sure that the number of road accidents can be reduced each year.
While police struggle to enforce traffic laws, the tragedy of border border accidents will continue to cause grief to relatives and friends of those killed in such accidents. Late last week, VOA Juba Bureau Chief Charlton Doki was killed when a motorcycle he was riding was hit by a Boda Boda driver. His memorial service was held yesterday. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.